Chris Friesleben is at the corporate offices of Hy-Vee in West Des Moines. She's Assistant Vice President of Communications. She's on the phone with the company's customer care center asking if they've heard anything lately about finely textured beef.
Remember lean, finely textured beef?
Okay. Yeah, how could you forget, right?
Hy-Vee is preparing for questions from customers now that Cargill and Beef Products Incorporated, known as BPI, have started ramping up production of the processed meat ingredient. Sales hit rock bottom in March of 2012, but now there's new demand from retailers and restaurants. Mike Martin at Cargill says the product is 100% lean beef trimmings treated with citric acid to kill bacteria. But it looked unappetizing in pictures on news and social media.
Consumers contacted retailers.
Retailers told Cargill not to put it in hamburger anymore.
So by the end of March of 2012, Cargill's product, finely textured beef, had incurred an 80% decrease in volume. We ultimately were forced to close down two of the production sites.
BPI closed down three plants and laid off more than 700 workers. But now, Martin says sales have more than doubled from their low point 2 years ago, and that's because beef prices are soaring. So grocery stores and food processors, like the makers of lasagna and pasta sauce, are buying the cheaper product again to make the more expensive ground beef go further. Not everyone's on board. Supermarket chains Kroger and Supervalue removed it from their shelves 2 years ago, and they say they're not going back. Same with some consumers.
Do you like paper or plastic?
Shopper Craig Reakin is at a Fairway store in Ames. He quit buying hamburger out of the meat counter at the height of the scare.
Since the pink slime episode, we really thought that was a little deceptive for them to be adding something to a product we thought was just the meat.
So he switched to another store to buy hamburger where he can pick out steak and have it ground right there. That's even though Fairway never sold ground beef with the ingredient in it and still doesn't. Crisis communications experts say the beef industry should get out in front this time as customers return to the product. BPI treats their trimmings with ammonia, which they say is found naturally in many foods. Ronald Hanser with Hanser & Associates in Des Moines has this advice: lean toward over-disclosure.
If it's about how a certain product is treated with a particular chemical, be ready to talk about that. And it seems that this industry, in this case, was not, the beef industry was not prepared to do that.
Hy-Vee's Chris Friesleben says they will be ready to answer questions should they arise, and they'll watch to see if more customers start buying the cheaper blended burger.
And we notice an increase, we'll stock more, we'll order more.
In the meantime, courts will decide whether the media is liable for spreading the term pink slime all over the airwaves and the internet. BPI filed a defamation lawsuit against ABC News for their coverage. South Dakota's Supreme Court recently ruled the lawsuit may proceed. In Des Moines, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.